Fastamai, good evening and welcome to the Max Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and around the world. Good news, I've had some emails to folkshow@maxradio.com, so I know now that there's somebody out there listening. Firstly, I had one from my old friends up in Forres in Moray, northeast Scotland, Alison Martin, Abigail and Ted, asking for something by Siobhan Miller. And by total coincidence, I'd actually already lined this up to start the show. So with much love to the Collinses and hoping to see you soon, guys, this is for you. That was Siobhan Miller from her new album Bloom, on which she has a great band, including Chris Drever and Ian Carr on guitars and Eddie Reeders on vocals on some tracks. After 2 years without the fun, energy and community of folk festivals and sessions, Miller wanted to capture that feeling again and revisit the songs that she grew up listening to, some of them which she'd never recorded before. Now I'm going to play a great version of a lovely traditional song, Hares on the Mountain, from the EP The North Farm Sessions by Lucy Farrell, whose vocals we've heard on a few songs I've played so far, and Johnny Kearney. It was recorded at the home of the Unthanks by Adrian McNally of that band back in 2009, and it's a very delicate thing.
Oh, Sally, my dear, I wish wish I could wed you. Oh, Sally, my dear, I wish I could wed you. She smiled and replied, then you'd say I misled you. If young girls could sing like blackbirds and thrushes, if young girls could sing like blackbirds and thrushes, how many young men would go beating the bushes? If all the young girls were hares on a mountain, if all the young girls were hares on a mountain, how many young men would take guns and go hunting?
Oh, Sally, oh, Sally, it's you I'd be kissing. Oh, Sally, oh, Sally, it's you I'd be kissing. She smiled and replied, you don't know what you're missing. If all the young men were ducks on the water, if all the young men were ducks on the water, how many young girls would undress and dive after? If all the young men were hares on the mountain, if all the young men were hares on the mountain, how many young girls would take guns and go?
If all the young men were hares on a mountain, if all the young men were hares on a mountain,
I'll be playing a different version of the same song later in the show. Well, because I can. Now, Emar, as many of you know, are a multinational band featuring the Isle of Man's Tom Callister and Adam Rhodes, Moshin Amini from Glasgow, Adam Brown, originally from England, and Ryan Murphy from Ireland. Here, from their 2018 album Avalanche, is White Strand.
Thank you.
Imar there, with White Strand. Always worth going to see Imar play live, they're fantastic. Now, it was great to see John Kaneen back down at the O'Donnell session last Wednesday night. Don't forget, that happens every Wednesday in O'Donnell's in Douglas. There's a session at the Mitre in Ramsey on a Friday night. This coming weekend, there should be a session at the Sailing Club in Laxey at lunchtime, starting about 1:15, 1:00. And there's also, of course, the Folk Club on a Thursday night in the Buffs Club in Ramsey. But anyway, yes, John was there. First time I've seen him for quite a while, actually. Since probably last time I saw him was when I interviewed him. And you can still go back and listen to that folk show from the 11th of October. Fascinating chat with John, all about his life in music on the Isle of Man. One artist, that John mentioned that he'd like to hear on the folk show was June Tabor. I didn't have time to fit that into the show at the time, but here's a June Tabor and Martin Simpson song from their classic 1980 album, A Cut Above, and this is Flash Company.
Oh, it's once I loved all loves, and then I loved John. Then I loved William, he's a clever young man. With his white cotton stockings and his low ankle shoes. And he wears a blue jacket wherever he goes. So it's tying a yellow handkerchief in remembrance of me. Wear it around your neck, my love, in Flash Company. Flash Company, me. If it hadn't been for Flash Company, I'd never have been so bored. Oh, it's fiddling and dancing, they were all my delight. Keeping Flash Company, it just ruined me quite. It just ruined me quite, me boys, like a great many more. If it hadn't been so it's tie a yellow handkerchief in remembrance of me. Wear it around your neck, my love, in Flash Company. Flash Company, me boys, like so many more. If it hadn't been for Flash Company, I'd never have been so bored.
June Tabor and Martin Simpson there with Flash Company. Kit Hawes and Aaron Catlow did a great version of that at the Institute just a month ago. Now, as I said, I've actually received some emails to folkshow@manxradio.com. Proof that I have at least 2 or 3 listeners. Well, that's not fair. Lots of you who live on the island have popped over and said hi to me and said how much you're enjoying the show. I really appreciate the comments and send me a message on Facebook, etc. That's great. But it's good to get emails from further afield. This one is from Pat Burke in Dublin, saying that it's great to have the show back on air and highly recommending the Cobblestone in Dublin as having the best trad sessions in the city. Well, thanks, Pat. I've actually been to the Cobblestone once, and as it was recommended to me by a friend, I didn't have an instrument with me at the time, and me and my son Jack were staying in Dublin on the way to see Bob Dylan and Neil Young at Kilkenny. But yes, it was a great session going on there. Bob and Uncle Neil were rather good too. By coincidence, I was talking to David, a regular audience member at the O'Donnell session last week, and he also said that he listened to the show and asked for a Dubliners song. So, For David and Pat, here are the Dubliners with the song that David requested, Seven Nights Drunk.
As I went home on a Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside the door where my old horse should be? Yelly, you drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I travelled 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that coat behind the door where my old coat should be? Yelly, you're drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a woolen blanket that my mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I'd travel 100 miles no more, but buttons in a blanket sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be? Yelly, you drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. Well, as many a day I travelled 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns them boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be? Yelly, you drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. They're two lovely geranium pots me mother sent to me. Well, as many a day I travelled 100 miles or more, but laces in geranium pots I never saw before. And as I went home on a Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head inside the bed where my old head should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that head with you in the bed where my old head should be? Yelly, you're drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a baby boy that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I travelled 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with his whiskers on I never saw before.
The Dubliners there, of course. Next, Queen of May by a band called Misha Pearls. They released a great album in 2018 called Shive Light, and this is one of the traditional songs from that record.
Oh, sing May, Queen May.
grows a thorn. It blooms its white blossom since the day he was born.
Some music from a little further away. Fado is a traditional music from Portugal associated with bars and cafes and often thought as rather melancholy. Well, this is anything but perhaps that's why it's called Desfado, which actually means not Fado. But it is by one of the great stars of Fado, Ana Moura, from her 2012 album of the same name, Desfado.
Destino, que eu não creia no destino, e o meu fado era nem ter fado nenhum, cantá-lo bem sem sequer o ter sentido, senti-lo como ninguém, mas não ter sentido algum. Ai que tristeza esta minha alegria, ai que alegria esta tão grande tristeza, esperar que um dia eu não espere mais um dia por aquele que nunca vem e que aqui esteve presente. Ai que saudade que eu tenho de ter saudade, saudades de ter alguém que aqui está e não existe. Sentir-me triste só por me sentir tão bem, alegre sentir-me bem só por eu andar tão triste. Ai se eu pudesse não cantar, ai se eu pudesse e lamentasse não ter mais nenhum lamento, talvez ouvisse no silêncio que fizesse uma voz que fosse minha cantar alguém cá dentro. Ai que desgraça esta sorte que me assiste, ai mas que sorte eu viver tão desgraçada, na incerteza que nada mais certo existe além da grande certeza de não estar certa de nada. Ai que saudade que eu tenho de ter saudade, saudades de ter alguém que aqui está e não existe. Sentir-me triste só por me sentir tão bem, alegre sentir-me bem só por eu andar tão triste. Ai que saudade que eu tenho de ter saudades, saudades de ter alguém que aqui está e não existe. Sentir-me triste só por me sentir.
Ana Moura there. Now, I mentioned the Unthanks earlier. I think they're wonderful, especially live. They were certainly one of the highlights of Shrewsbury Folk Festival for me this year. In fact, they've been amazing every time I've seen them, 4 times now, I think. They've just released a new album, and I've got a lovely double vinyl copy of it. Quite a lot of the tracks are really long, though. Perhaps I'll go for it sometime, an 8-minute track or something. But for now, here's a slightly shorter one, which is Bay of Fundy, which is, of course, a large bay in Canada. It's got the highest tidal range in the world. Did you know that? It's renowned for its thick fog. And this is a song that the Unthanks heard their father singing in a band he was in called the Keelers.
Long and Fundy's wide. Fundy's fog and rain and tide. Never see the sun or sky, just a green wave passing by. Cape Sable's horn blows all day long. I wonder why, I wonder why.
You know I would rather ride the Grenfell Strait or the Breton
Thanks from their new album Sorrows Away. I said earlier that Adrian from the band had recorded The Hairs of the Mountain by Johnny Kearney and Lucy Farrell, and that I'd play another version of that song tonight. Well, here it is, a rewrite of the song by the wonderful Chris Wood, with a tune on the end called Elizabeth Clare with Andy Cutting on melodeon.
But if all you young girls were like soon tear them boots off and dive in thereafter. If all you young girls were like stars in the dark, we'd chase round the world to avoid the dawn's spark. But if all you young girls were like sun in the morning, we'd sit bleary-eyed just to see the day dawning. If all you young girls were like rain from the sky, we'd stand out in t-shirts and we'd channel things dry. But if all you young girls were like the hot August sun, well, we'd sit with our ice cream and we get nothing done. There'd be nothing for it but to up sticks and follow. But if all you young girls were like my own true lover, all you young men would love them as I love
tune. And the rewrites of the words by Chris Wood. He's an interesting character, Chris Wood. You know, started off as a fiddle player and guitarist, very much the champion of English traditional music, taught many well-known fiddle players to play in the English tradition, but now is much more of a very honest political singer-songwriter. I'll play some more of that more recent stuff sometime soon. Staying with members of the Leporidae family, here are two tunes, Happy Sevens and Monster Rabbit. See what I did there? By banjo aces Damien O'Kane, tenor banjo, and Ron Block on the five-string banjo from their album Banjophonics. Damien O'Kane and Ron Block from their album Banjophonics with Happy Sevens and Monster Rabbit. I'm trying to master the five-string banjo at the moment, so you might get more of that sort of thing. Something else I've been trying to do is find the best way for me to play and sing a song called When First I Came to Caledonia. I've tried guitar in several tunings, I've tried banjo, I've tried it fast, tried it slow, and I'm still not quite happy with it. I heard it this summer when I saw Hannah Saunders and Ben Savage playing. It was such a great set. I spoke to them afterwards, and hopefully they're coming along to the Institute sometime in the autumn next year. Here's their version. Hannah Saunders and Ben Savage with When First I Came to Caledonia.
I came to Caledonia. I got started in number 3, and I got lodgings with Donald Norman. He had a daughter who made good tea. Well, it was me and my brother Charlie to pick a shaver. Never did see spearing eels in the month of April. Now long, lonesome on Scottery. I went down to Donald Norman's to buy my boots and a pound of tea. But Donald said that I would not need them. Fish got plenty on Scottery. I took myself down to Big Harbour for on purpose to see the spray. But I spied a maiden from Boladriova, and I swore she looked like the Queen of May. If I had paper of the snowiest white, if I had ink of the rosy morning, a true love letter to you I'd write. I wish I was on the deepest ocean, far from land as the eye can see, sailing over deepest waters, where woman's love it cannot bother me. I lay my head to a cask of brandy, which so dandy boys I do declare. For when I'm drinking, I'm sad and thinking, and how I lost that young lady fair. First I came to Caledonia. I got started in number 3, and I got lodgings with Donald Norman. He had a daughter who made good tea.
That's just great, isn't it? That's Hannah Saunders and Ben Savage from their album Ink of the Rosy Morning. Last tonight, I'll play you a track from Brayback's new album called Fass, and this is The Old Collection.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for listening. As always, you can get in touch via the email, which is, of course, folkshow@maxradio.com. I'd love to hear from you if you just want to say hi, if you want to suggest music to play, if you want to give a shout out to somebody, anything like that, or publicise some music that's happening on the island. And of course, please get out and support live music anywhere it's happening on the island. There's the sessions, as I detailed earlier. There's always something going on the Isle of Man. It's a wonderful place for live music. So, see you next week.